Good morning, everyone. You guys had a great weekend. I know I did. I found a nest of yellow jackets and I killed all those little bastards who have stung me 2 weeks in a row. And so hopefully I'm on the mends and I will not be getting stung anymore. But enough about me. So today I wanted to talk about the subject of intuitive listening. No, that's not. It's lifting, not listening. Brain everywhere. So intuitive listening. So in lifting. I'll get it right at some point. So intuitive, just meaning being aware or in tune with the body or yourself. And this can take place in the world of exercise as well. And so essentially what it is listening to the signs of what your body's giving you, how you're feeling that day, level of motivation, sleep, stress levels. And then basing that off of what you are going to do today in the gym. Now, this isn't used as an excuse just not to go hard, because that can easily be done, being like, well, I don't really feel like going hard today, so I'm not. What it's used to do is for the days that you're feeling really good, you can push a little harder. The days you're feeling really crappy, you take it a little easier. Or the minutiae, like within the workout, wow, my back's not feeling great today, I have deadlift day, let's switch this out. So you should still have a plan. So being in tune or intuitive with the body and lifting doesn't mean I don't have a plan. You should have a plan. You should have a program that you're following, because that's going to help get you the best results. It's going to help push you. But for days where you might go into the gym and you're feeling really good, let's start with that scenario. You wake up, everything's prime, feeling good, you warmed up. Of course, you're warming up. And you're working out and the squats are feeling really good, but you only have like 4 sets of 5 and you're feeling amazing. Hey, well, maybe I do go 5 sets of 5 or 6 sets of 5 this week. If you're not really peaking for something, that's okay. If you're just general fitness, it's okay to do that, and to do a little bit of extra, maybe push a little bit more than the program might say. And then on the flip side, you might wake up, you're stressed out, your motivation's low. But you get yourself to the gym. And so maybe that day your program says, let's say 4 sets of 5 again. Maybe you get 2 sets of 5, maybe you get 3 sets of 5. But that feels good for what you're able to do. That's listening to the body. It needs a little bit more of a recovery day. Maybe instead of lifting heavy, you go for a run or you do something relaxing to help drive recovery. That's all part of intuitive listening. So those are the two. And so you have really good day, really bad day. And those probably make up about 20% of a workout lifetime. 80% of the time, it's just, huh. So you just follow the program. During those times, though, what you can listen to is how the body is feeling for particular exercises. So that could be, we have squats today. My knee's feeling a little tweaky. Okay, well, let's listen to that. Can we work around it? Can a different form of squat help? No. Okay, we're just going to avoid that today. And see what happens when you come back again. So we'll do maybe more hips today, or maybe we'll do a day that has more deadlift dominant in instead. And say maybe the shoulder's feeling cranky and you're supposed to bench, or the elbow's feeling cranky and you're supposed to do pull-ups. Well, we'll listen to the body and we'll attack it another day. So that's being smart, listening to your body and adapting to what it's giving. You don't have to push through because the program says what it's going to say. But the important thing is you have a program to follow. It's not just I do whatever I feel like that day, because that will not get you optimal results, because most of us aren't intuitively driven to push ourselves harder than normal. Recap, intuitive listening is taking in all of the information that you have at your disposal, how you're feeling, sleep, stress, motivation level, how the body's feeling after the warm-up, any cranky joints or knees that are abnormal. Maybe you fell the other day, so burn. For a certain part of your body hurts. So it's taking that information and listening to it. On extremely good days, maybe you push yourself a little bit harder than what the program says. On really rough days, maybe you're tweaking more, maybe you're taking a day off instead and moving your workout to another day. You're listening to the body. And then for everything else, majority of the time, you're just making small tweaks. Maybe instead of doing workout day one, which is very press dominant, maybe my shoulders are killing me, or maybe I'll do workout day two on day one instead. So flipping stuff around or tweaking things within it to optimize that to how you are feeling that day. So hope that makes sense. If you have any questions on intuitive lifting, got it right, please let me know in the comments below or shoot me an email. You can always reach me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness. Always check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com. And also, I wanted to give a plug. We're running down to the last week of our early bird special for Stronger You Seminar, which is posted at the top of the page. So if you are interested in learning how to lift, getting a program for yourself to start you on your fitness journey, that is a great seminar that myself and my coworker Kim Lloyd are doing. So please check that out as well. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great day.